Jesus taught us quite a bit about a place called hell. I don't understand a lot about it except what Jesus told me about it. It's like this kid I saw once at a camp meeting. He was sitting a little ways from me. He's 18 months old, sitting in a stroller. His parents were the people who were handling the music for the camp meeting, so they would be up on the stage or the platform there, and they would be leading the singing and doing special music and so forth and so on. And I watched this kid. He was the best behaved kid I have ever seen. This child just sat there in his stroller, entertained himself. I mean, he had to go to church constantly with them. They were always on the road and in these places. And he just sat there in that stroller, looked like the happiest kid in the world. Well, I commented to his mother afterwards. I said, this is the best behaved child I have ever seen. And she says, yes, he's well behaved because he knows if he messes up, he's got to go to the nursery. She said, all I have to do is just mouth the word nursery from the platform. He can read my lips already. He does not want to go to the nursery. You see, that child didn't know everything about the nursery, probably never been in that particular nursery. He just knew this. The nursery is real. The nursery is real bad, and I really don't want to go to the nursery. I feel the same way about that place called hell. I can't answer all the questions about it. I don't know all about everything about eternal judgment and heaven and hell. But I know this. Hell is real. Hell is real bad. And I really don't want to go there. In fact, Jesus said, if there's something in your life keeping you away from the grace of God, causing a stumbling block to you in your faith, and keeping you from becoming a Christian and a follower of Jesus Christ, it's better for you to just get rid of it. He used an illustration, if your eye offends thee, pluck it out. Now, he isn't going around asking us to gouge our eyes out, okay? It was an illustration. It means whatever is standing between you and God, between you and Jesus, between you and grace, between you and heaven, get rid of it. It's not worth an eternity in hell. Listen to what Jesus said about it. And if your right eye offend you, pluck it out and cast it from you, for it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish rather than your whole body be cast into hell. And if your right hand offend you, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish rather than your whole body should be cast into hell. Oh, Jesus, I praise your name, and I want to thank you for warning me, giving me the warnings about an awful place, a place of eternal punishment for those who refuse the grace of God. I don't understand all about it, Lord, but I know this. I don't want to go there. I want to be in heaven with you. I need your grace. I give myself to you. I confess my sins to you. I throw myself at your feet. And Lord, help me to get rid of anything in my life that stands between me and you, that I may have full faith in you and the assurance of eternal life. So help me, Jesus. And I pray in your name, Jesus. Amen.